This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Joe Biden both held town halls Thursday, the president holding one in Miami. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden in Philadelphia talking about court packing.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out, not how he wins, but how it's handled.
That audio, courtesy of ABC, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have the votes to confirm Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett later this month. The Kentucky Republican saying she'll come out of committee next Thursday and will go to the floor for a vote on the 23rd. And stay until we finish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Next week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will be introducing the latest coronavirus aid bill. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy urging his fellow lawmakers to give it a fighting chance.
I think we ought to do something about the economic consequences of the coronavirus.
Kennedy urging Democrats to agree to debate the bill and start the amendment process.
I'm willing to consider Democratic amendments to that bill, so let's do it. But it will require my Democratic friends to vote to proceed.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson says his apology for using the N-word is sincere.
I understand, you know, people who might not know me, you know, if they might not believe it or think I'm just checking the box. And, you know, I feel like I've definitely grown more in these last, you know, 6 months than I have in the 28 years I've been alive.
Larson talking with CBS This Morning for the first time since being fired from his racing team back in April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Americans should probably rethink the way they want to celebrate Turkey Day this year. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details from a member of President Trump's coronavirus task force.
The coronavirus may have people wanting to scale back their Thanksgiving. That's a recommendation from Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CBS News that people should be very careful when planning holiday get-togethers, especially if family members will be traveling to join.
I think people should be very careful and prudent about social gatherings, particularly when members of the family might be at a risk because of their age or their underlying condition. Namely, you may have to bite the bullet and sacrifice that social gathering unless you're pretty certain that the people that you're dealing with are not infected.
President Trump revealed Thursday night during a town hall on NBC that he never spoke to Judge Amy Coney Barrett or any of the sitting Supreme Court justices about the Roe v. Wade case, a ruling that many worried could be overturned by the high court with Barrett's confirmation, saying it would be inappropriate for him to influence their judgment. The president then asked about his personal view regarding a potential reversal of Roe v. Wade, the president replying he doesn't want to do anything to influence anything right now. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, are you having fun yet? I'll tell you, kind of what we were talking about with Stephen Strang and also with Lisa Anderson. You know, sometimes we just have to kind of dial it back a little bit. And I understand the tension, this political environment right now. Things are getting well excited. And when you find yourself at that point where you feel like you're losing your head and your mind, maybe that's time to just step back a little bit. Get away from the television. Just take a breather. And, you know, for those of you that are inclined to do so, it's okay to talk to God. And say, Lord, help us. And whatever it is, go exercise, go walk, but especially talk to God, because right now the hand of God is moving. I really believe this, ladies and gentlemen, that God's hand is moving directly over this country right now. And, you know, and basically what is happening is there is a sifting, okay? God is sifting right now you know, the goats from the lambs, the wheat from the chaff, however way you want to look at it. But there is a sifting that's happening at the same time that there is a shaking that's taking place with COVID. It's like, okay, who are you going to follow? Who are you going to believe here? Do you understand that God is fully in control, that COVID-19 did not catch God by surprise? God knew this was going to happen. It caught some of the people in our government that we expected to know better by surprise. You know, we have really elevated to sainthood, it seems, Dr. Fauci. And this is not to speak ill of him necessarily, but let's put him in his rightful human position. You know, here he is. He is a scientist. He's been kind of the spokesman. And it's what the left wants to you know, because a lot of what he's saying, the left can align with, and that which they don't agree, they just kind of marginalize. They kind of set it aside. Have you noticed that? That's what they do, because they want us to believe, you know, their narrative. And the idea that they have put us in a state of fear, again, you got to realize that, that fear is not of God. You know, God does not give us a spirit of fear, you know, but as the Bible says, you know, gives us a spirit of love and a sound mind. And when you're losing your mind, you don't have a sound mind, you know, and that's because we're holding on to the things, as Stephen Strang said, the things of this world. And those are not the things that you really want to pass on to the next generation. They're certainly not the kind of things that elevate you and make you all the smarter. If anything, it reduces our intellect.
And when our intellect is reduced, then those that want to control us can, it's a little bit easier for them to have their way with us. This whole situation of what's happened with COVID-19, could you believe it? I mean, we've shut down our economy. I mean, who would have thought, you know, a year ago that something would happen, that we would shut down our economy based on such, you know, really loose theories? And now what we're finding out after the fact with this post-analysis is that locking things down was not really the best deal and the best opportunity, that we may have made some mistakes here, clearly, as we get through this. And meanwhile, you know, all we're hearing from the left and from Joe Biden et al. Is all the mistakes that this country has made and that this president has made. And it astounds me. Because when you hear their solution, it sounds like a lot of what we're already doing. But I'm not sure that had it been a Joe Biden administration versus a Donald Trump administration, that Joe Biden would have moved faster than what Donald Trump did. But because Donald Trump is who he is as a businessman and as a problem solver, there is a clear differential between the administration of Donald Trump and the would-be administration of one Joe Biden. Dave Chase joins us now. He's the author of The Opioid Crisis Wake-Up Call and co-founder of Health Rosetta. And we want to talk to David especially about, you know, this COVID experience. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Great to be on.
Well, you know, as I was explaining to the audience here, we, as we've gone through this process of COVID-19 and dealing with this fear and this pandemic, we're finding out, if we want to hold to the science, like, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, I believe in science, which you know, I'm not sure that science is sacrosanct to the degree that it's always perfect and exacting. It is a process, because that's the beauty of science. Science keeps asking questions, does it not?
Absolutely. And we're always learning in healthcare and really in all of our life, but certainly in healthcare. That's true more than just about anywhere.
Yeah, but for some reason, we seem to want to, because we want to, this is the problem with politics. As soon as politics comes in and that becomes the filter, boy, does that put us in trouble? Because, you know, as other experts who have been on the show talk about it in terms of being ideologically fixed or siloed in our thinking, that we end up reducing our IQ, and as some have directly said, we render ourselves stupid.
Well, I'm a big believer that, and have observed this from my own business career and being in technology, that if you want to freeze the status quo of anything, the best way to do that is to politicize the topic. And that's one of the reasons, you know, we're excited about the progress we see, is once people recognize they're getting gamed by the status quo protectors, then they can move past, because you strip away all the noise. Most people want fundamentally similar things. They want safe neighborhoods. They want things for their kids. They want their own health and well-being. And of course, nothing's easier to politicize than healthcare. And we certainly have seen that now. And we've seen that over decades. And I think one of the things that's real clear to most of us is that we've seen both parties in full control. And I don't think anybody's claiming healthcare is solved yet. Calvary's not coming from D.C. And that's the thing we're seeing, is that people at a local level, and this is true of most challenges we've tackled in our country over a long period of time, the problems come bottom up, grassroots. You know, eventually, if they stick and they actually work, politicians will run to the front of the parade. But people
and claim
are fundamentally
credit.
Problem solvers. Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
And if the outcome's good, I'm okay with that. I don't care. You know, there's more than enough credit to go around when you solve a really big problem. And we see that, you know, and it's just in pockets. And our big challenge isn't finding the solutions to these huge problems. They're out there. They're proven. They've been modestly replicated. The big problem is, how do you massively replicate? And I use the word replicate, not scale, because we tend to have this fascination with big scale.
Yes.
And the reality is, health starts at home. It doesn't start in D.C. It doesn't start in a hospital. It doesn't start in a pill. And so when you have replicability, it allows adaptability to different environments, whether it's Tangelo Park in the formerly crime-ridden neighborhood in Orlando or in the opposite corner of the country in South Central Alaska, where Alaska Natives have solved incredibly tough health problems. It's out there. It's just not the main story people see.
Exactly. Well, we've got Dave Chase with us. He is the founder of Rosetta Health, and we've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
But what about stopping fracking and stopping
I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies.
You know the amazing, let's go ahead and enough of Joe Biden there and Kamala and company. The amazing thing there, the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, Joe Biden says that one minute, because he's such a chameleon, that he is banning fracking, and then he says he's not banning fracking, where on the other hand, the president time and again says he doesn't support white supremacy, but they keep asking that question. I don't know. I mean, this is how upside down this world is right now, but what can I tell you? Hey, we're fresh and independent, and it's an honor to have you with us today at 19, make it 20 minutes after the top of the hour right now. The co-founder of Health Rosetta and the author of Relocalizing Health is going to be talking about the glaring problems in our healthcare space and gives us a roadmap for a change, starting with communities. And as you were saying earlier, Dave, it really does start at the ground level. I mean, we already have seen like concierge health care services happening out of small communities, I think, now that have grown, Atlas MD, for example, to about 1,000 localities where you can get everyday health care for about $50 per person, roughly, depending. And you can go see the doctor as often as you want with that $50 a month investment. I mean, that is quite a big change based on what we got with the so-called Affordable Care Act, right?
Well, yeah, and there's no well-functioning system anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world that's not built on proper primary care. And so what, you know, Josh Humber has done there and many other direct primary care docs is great. You know, they recognize they want to be where you need them to be and that health starts at home, mom, dad, neighborhood fans out from there. And I think one of the important things we're seeing is that when we talk about local, sometimes you know, in the political sphere, they talk about, you know, that's like state. But I really see that local is more about neighborhood and community and county, and that where I see things ultimately getting to a rational point is when we're managing health, you know, kind of our health, public health, health care at a similar level to fire districts and school districts. You know, that's where it is. And, you know, here and there, you need some national stuff, whether it's a tornado or a fire or a flood, and certainly a pandemic, you need national stuff. But the vast, vast, vast majority of stuff is at that local level. And
exactly.
That's where we see the big opportunity.
Yeah, when you go into the realm of the catastrophic, that's a whole other idea, and that's where you need help on a grander scale. But as you say, and I love how you put this, this is wisdom, you say that, you know, healthcare starts at home. I mean, like so much of what we're realizing today, whether it's education, other issues, matters of life, that's where it starts. This is why the home is so important. And we're finding out, especially in varying communities, especially minority communities, who have been influenced by, you know, the overreaching arm of big government to say, hey, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it for you. And, you know, look what they've done. They've made it much more complex and certainly less effective.
And it's not that complicated. I mean, you look at what Rosen Hotels has done with the Tangelo Park community in Orlando, where they invested over a long term, but the investment was very modest. They basically took 5% of the savings that they had on getting healthcare costs under control for themselves as an employer and invested in this formerly crime-ridden neighborhood. Crime has gone down over the last 30 years, 80%. High school graduation rates went from 45% to nearly 100%. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's happened. And that was just citizens doing it and making it happen. And that happens to be a very African-American community. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wonderful story. And it's sort of a testament to our healthcare system that not everybody knows that story.
Exactly.
That's what everybody should be doing.
Well, Dave, quite in contrast, I mean, since the mid-60s, we've spent probably close to $30 trillion in the war on poverty. And, you know, how's that worked out for us? I mean, we barely have moved the needle. And here's this small community, to your point, and look what they've done in what, in less than 10 years?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all told, they've been doing it almost 30 years now. But
okay.
Most of the impact was in 10 years. And then
but we're not talking trillions of dollars of the people's money, right?
No. No, yeah. they invested, I think it was $11 million mm-hmm. over the, I think that was a 20-year period, which, as I said, they've cumulatively, as an employer, saved $400 million on health care costs while having the best health benefits package I've heard of any company in the country. Mm-hmm. And so they just took about 5% of that. And it works so well, they more recently adopted a neighborhood five times that size where there's less single-family homes. And it's working. It's early, but it's working really well. And, you know, you take the county I live in, it's about 250,000 people. So all in, all ages, we spend about $2.5 billion on health care. And I've done the calculations, and very conservatively speaking, at least $1 billion of that $2.5 billion gets extracted out of our local community, out of our local economy, for something that's fundamentally local. Mm-hmm. And if we just repatriated 10% of that, you know, $100 million mm-hmm. every, and that's a recurring thing every year, what could that mean in terms of safe neighborhoods and walkability and clean air? And, you know, the things that drive 80% of health outcomes aren't the healthcare system. It is those things that sometimes be called the social determinants of health. It's just clean air, clean water, safe neighborhoods,
right.
Schools, jobs, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking with the co-founder of Health Rosetta. He's the author of the book, Relocalizing Health, also the author of the Opioid Crisis Wake-Up Call, which we were privileged to talk to Dave about this a number of months ago. And but here we are, we're talking about relocalizing health, and this idea is so brilliant. Maybe, Dave, I think about these communities right now that have been attacked, I mean, and burnt down, and, you know, big businesses have moved out and stuff. Maybe something about, like what you're talking about, might be their saving grace, because the fact of the matter is that these communities have been devastated, and some may argue, say, at the hands of their very own people, up through frustration and, you know, whatever else. But the fact of the matter is that these communities have been devastated, but still there is potential that lies within that zip code. And given the right kind of programs, like what you're talking about here, maybe this helps them recover and encourages businesses to come back, because some of these businesses have already said, we're determined, we're not coming back. They burn us down. We want nothing to do with it. We can't afford to carry that hit anymore. But maybe something like this that you're sharing with us might be their saving grace to heal them in ways unexpected.
Yeah, and, you know, we're a country that loves comeback stories. And, you know, let's face it, some people have been knocked down. And, you know, one of the things I talk about in the book is that the working and middle class in the U.S. have been in a 20-year-long economic depression. And one definition of an economic depression is two or more years of wage stagnation and decline. Mm-hmm. And it's not because employers have been stingy. What's happened is that's 98% the healthcare industry. That's where all the increased mm-hmm. money has gone.
Right.
Yet we're not seeing way better health outcomes. And
yes.
So it's causing people to pause and say, okay, what's going on here? We got to do a reset.
Yeah. Well, there's no question, Dave, and I appreciate you bringing this to the forefront here. We do need to hit a reset. So how do we start? We got about 40 seconds.
We start with, it's just a mindset shift. This is not Middle East peace. We can solve it. People are solving it all over. Small companies, large companies, rural, urban, public, private. And so once you do that, we've got a blueprint. It's five steps. It starts with, you got to understand that what the motivations are, particular people who are selling you products. And then mm-hmm. you start with things like primary care. And then you get into the real market, like Josh Imber has, where you cut
right.
middlemen.
And the details are in his book, Relocalizing Health. He's the co-founder of Health Rosetta. Dave Chase, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Joe Biden both held town halls Thursday, the president holding one in Miami. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden in Philadelphia talking about court packing.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out, not how he wins, but how it's handled.
That audio, courtesy of ABC, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have the votes to confirm Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett later this month. The Kentucky Republican saying she'll come out of committee next Thursday and will go to the floor for a vote on the 23rd and stay until we finish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. A lot has been said about mail-in voting. The president sent out a warning saying, look, this really opens up to all kinds of fraud. And whenever you talk about voter fraud, those on the left have a narrative that would say that it doesn't exist. In fact, our former attorney general, believe it or not, looked into the camera years ago and said there's no such thing as voter fraud. Quite shocking, because even the Heritage Foundation, which is a site linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, you can check on it for yourself. And this isn't all, but this is quite the documentation of people who have been arrested, serving time in jail, and clear examples of voter fraud that's happened in our country today. Now, there are six shocking reasons that your vote may never be counted. And our next guest, Craig Huey, an old friend of mine from electionforum.com. I say old friend not because he's old. It's just that we've known each other for so long. He's still a very young man. Hey, Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on the show and breaking this down for our audience, because there's such misinformation. You talk about the misinformation project that's done by whether it's the Chinese or the Russians, but I would say even, you know, people within our own country that would want us to believe that somehow mail-in voting is nothing we should worry about.
You know what? We've all got to be very concerned about the legitimacy of this upcoming election. we could find there's hundreds of thousands, maybe over a million ballots that are never delivered. And there's a number of reasons why, Bill. But here's the thing. We live in a time where the politicians, the pro-socialist, secular, Democrat politicians have mailed out ballots to every registered voter on voter registration lists that have duplicate names, people who have died on those lists, people who have moved away on those lists, just names that should not be on that list. They've mailed out to some households multiple ballots.
Okay.
And this is supposed to be an election that's fair, and it's turning out to be one that probably will end up in the court.
Yeah, there's just too many questions. And starting off, first of all, I mean, Craig, you've been, since I've known you, you've been involved with, you know, marketing, whether it's direct mail, social media, that sort of thing. And I've explained to people, being a businessman myself and involved, not to the degree that you have, but enough to be dangerous, I guess, in realizing that we know that every year, 20%, roughly 20%, of humanity here in America moves out of the zip code.
That's
so how do you do that? So you know that 25% of the addresses you have just to begin with are not good. Not to mention the fact that here you are, you've got these governors on a dime because of COVID. You know, we can use that as an excuse. Have put an inordinate amount of pressure on the U.S. Postal Service, which we already know is strained already. And now we're going to say, hey, we want you to move millions. I mean, millions of ballots through the mail, get them to their assigned places, there and back again. Boy, this is an incredible amount of pressure, and it's not like logistically we've said to the U.S. Postal Service, well, we're going to double your budget in order to make this happen. I mean, you got what did they get, like a 2 weeks notice or something like this?
Well, here's the thing. I think there's two things to consider here. First of all, I'm saying this based upon the fact that my I'm an owner of an ad agency, and my ad agency has mailed out over a billion direct mail pieces using the post office. So we study this daily as far as how fast the delivery is and how many pieces are lost in the mail. And so the first thing we got to consider is this, that the postal monopoly is bureaucratically driven. It is $65 billion in debt. It's it can't make reforms because of the unions. Bill, it's an absolute disaster. And so we see that you can have 2-3% of the first class mail never is delivered. And it's because of the bureaucracy, not politics. It's just bureaucracy. And then you add the second element to that, and that is how bad the voter registration rolls are, and complicated by the fact that the pandemic, more people have moved, people have moved in with their parents, people have moved out of different places. The voter rolls are not kept clean. No. And so multiple ballots arrive, and ballots that go to homes where somebody can pick it up. Mm-hmm. And, Bill, you're familiar with the issue of ballot harvesting?
Exactly. Very much so. What happened in California and about, I think, four or five other states as well.
Oh, yeah. See, ballot harvesting is legal in 28 states.
Now 28 states?
In 28 states. And it's done in at least 40. Mm-hmm. And so let me explain what it is to the listeners. A ballot harvester can pick up multiple ballots. People have to sign it. They have to seal the envelope, and then the ballot harvester can take it to the voter registration office. Well, this has opened up the potential voter fraud like never before, and no accountability as to who delivers the ballots. Mm-hmm. No tracking of who these ballots are from. Somebody could get multiple ballots, fill them out, and give them to the voter office as mm-hmm. a harvester. Nobody knows who that person is. It's filled with potential corruption. You can go to a nursing home, pick up the ballots, fill them out, take them in. And so the accountability is horrible. And
well, we're seeing clearly, to your point, Craig, mm-hmm. what's happening in Ilhan Omar's district. Veritas captured on video an operative there, and he said, oh, I've got a car. I mean, you saw him. He had hands full of ballots that they had targeted, you know, retirement homes, you know, to your point, exactly.
Yes.
And he's got all these he's got a car full of ballots.
Ballot harvesters can bring in maybe 500 to 1,000 ballots. And that's why the ballot harvesting is something that's so dangerous. Not voter fraud, but can lead to voter fraud. It should be outlawed. But I got to tell you, Bill, Christians, conservatives, and libertarians, and Republicans have said enough is enough. We got to start learning how to do ballot harvesting ourselves.
And they're doing it. Yes, exactly.
And they're doing it. Mm-hmm. But then the state of California, which is one of the ballot harvesting states, get this, the Attorney General of the state of California and the Secretary of State are filing a lawsuit against churches and the Republican Party for doing ballot harvesting boxes. So one of the things that every church in America should do where it's legal to do it for ballot harvesting is the church should tell the people, bring in your ballots, and yes. and the pastor will deliver them to the voter registration office. And so churches, 300 churches in California are doing that. The Secretary of State and the Attorney General is sending police to all the churches to try to intimidate them to take down those boxes. And it's voter suppression of the Christian vote. And it's really horrific politics that's going on there right now. But, Bill, if you're in the state of Oregon or Illinois or Florida, you can do ballot harvesting. And if you had 15 to 20 large-sized churches doing ballot harvesting, you could transform the city, the county, the state, and the national election in that geographic area if those churches did ballot harvesting. It can be used for good.
Yeah. Well, look what happened in California. Seven districts, I believe, in the midterms got flipped in one voting cycle. Craig, as long as you've been studying this, you know the only way that they could flip in one voting cycle was because there was chicanery going on. It wasn't a legitimate vote. It was all because of ballot harvesting. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll hit the pause button. We've got more from Craig Huey right after this. Stay with us.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, my good friend Craig Huey continues with us. Craig and I, to give you a little bit of background, we first met in Southern California, where I was based at. I was born and raised in Southern California. And you were too, weren't you, Craig?
Yes. I grew up all my life in California and moved this year.
Yeah, so now you're hanging with the Nashville Cats, are you?
I am out here in the Nashville area in the free state of Tennessee.
Yes, amen. Well, it was one of the areas that we looked at as well. But anyway, going back to our history, when I first met Craig, I was just so enthralled because his organization was focusing on voter integrity. We had so many people within the church not voting their values. Didn't know. They weren't voting their values. They didn't understand what the platforms were. And it's amazing since then, Craig, how definitive and what a clear delineation the platforms of the two parties has become. But even with that clear delineation, you still have people of faith voting against their values. It's like, wait a minute, you say you're a Christian, but you're supporting a political force that believes in abortion? I mean, to me, that's just I can't get into the second step. But for some people, they're willing to look past that and still take a look at the Democratic Party that also disavows any relationship and association with God. They took God out of their platform. Years ago, I remember another Los Angelino, who was the mayor at the time, was leading the charge. And if you remember at that convention, just kind of rammed it through. They were going to disavow God, and they tried to take a voice vote. And he made a executive decision that the voice vote editing God out of their platform passed, which it wasn't even close. I mean, the people didn't want it, but, the mayor thought different. The people didn't know and went ahead and excised God out of their platform.
Absolutely amazing, the differences. And instead of looking at personality, instead of looking at tweets and looking at past history, what as Christians we need to do, what people who are nonpartisan, people who are have a more of a conservative worldview, people who are families, people who are business owners, people who are retired, what they need to do is look at the policies. And when we think about policy, I'm thinking in terms of certain non-negotiables. From a biblical standpoint, to me, the defense of Christian liberty in light of how many attacks the government and society has had against our religious freedom, the idea of a non-negotiable of protecting the unborn, a non-negotiable of having a Supreme Court judge, it might be one of the number one reasons is a Supreme Court judge that is going to vote as a strict constructionist, not a judicial activist that legislates from the bench. A non-negotiable of protecting Israel and protecting the persecuted church and protecting tax exemption for churches and protecting homeschooling and Christian schools. These are some of the things that are far more important than other issues or personality. And they, to me, I call them a non-negotiable because when I take a look at the pro-socialist Democrats, they're on the wrong side of every one of these issues. And you know, for people to decide how to vote, I always say you need to vote for, not against your values.
Exactly.
Yet we find in the churches bill, close to 35 to 45% of the people are not registered to vote. And then out of those who are registered to vote, less than half vote. And then we take a look at what's happening with, let's just say the Biden campaign and the Democratic Party right now, they're spending close to $50 million to reach evangelical Christians and conservative Catholics with special messages about their Christianity, whether Christians should vote for Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Right.
Well, that's completely voting against your values.
Exactly.
And historically, Donald Trump got 81% of the evangelical vote in the last election. Right now, he's at 79%. The evangelical vote, 60 million evangelicals. That's a huge voting block.
Right. Well, you imagine if they come out, and we need to have them come out in record numbers. I mean, the idea that only roughly, you say, 35, 50%, I've heard as high as 50% of evangelicals actually bother to register, and then half of that, again, actually go out and vote. And this is really unacceptable. I mean, even as people of faith and by God's command that we need to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. And meanwhile, God has called us into this dark world to be, you know, light bearers. And if we're not carrying the light of truth out to a dark world, then we're offending God. But for some reason, people, oh, well, you know, I'm frustrated with Donald Trump's tweets. I'm Joe Biden, you know, he doesn't know if he's fracking or flicking or whatever he's doing. You know, I said, well, look, it's up to us. You know, this country started on Christian principles. I mean, we talk, you know, a lot of times we talk about the forefathers, but we really stopped in the 1700s. We really go back to the early 1600s when it was the pilgrims themselves who bent a knee before God and said, God, please give us this opportunity to come to a country where we could worship and honor you. And the only way that that can continue is that people of faith have got to join with the pilgrims of the 1600s with bent knee and humble hearts coming to God and saying, God, save this country, and to do their part. We just cannot sit there in the pews and think that it's a one-way street. We're called to be activated and to be catalysts in this dark world.
Absolutely. You know, let's just take one policy, that of Israel. With the issue of Israel, we've had the United Nations at U.S. taxpayers' expense fighting against Israel, undermining Israel. We had the Palestinians at U.S. taxpayers' expense fighting against Israel. We had enemy countries all around Israel threatening Israel. This is the first time the U.N. has been defunded and stopped from U.S. taxpayer support of the attacks on Israel. It's the first time the Palestinians have had money and negotiations removed as long as they are attacking Israel. President Trump has moved the Tel Aviv embassy to Jerusalem where it should be. He's opened up the Golan Heights and other areas that should be Israel's territory. And he's created a historic peace process where countries that were Israel's enemies have signed a peace treaty. It's amazing what's happened with Israel, but the Democrat in Congress, in Senate, and Biden's and Harris team, they are supporting. They did not support the move of the Tel Aviv to Jerusalem embassy, and they have also supported UN and the Palestinians.
Exactly,
this is just wrong.
Well, Craig, I'll tell you, there's at least five other Arab countries standing in the wings right now, getting ready, and I believe they would have signed on already had there been unanimity or even support from the Democratic side. But what they're waiting for right now, I believe, is to see if America will come under new management after this election. And but if Donald Trump is reelected, then get ready. I mean, you've got already two Arab nations that are aligning and doing something about this long-desired Middle East peace. We'll have five nations before that, and we'll start seeing the reality of what, you know, our good friend Bill Salas has written about for years, and that's the fulfillment of Psalm 83.
Yes.
That's exciting, huh? I mean, here we are.
So exciting.
Yeah, we're on the eve of all this stuff. I mean, the spiritual impact is so significant right now that Christians should not weary in doing good, that we need to be faithful to the call that God has called us to. We need to activate our citizenship. This is why we're here right now. I mean, of all places in the world that you could be at, for a time such as this, God has you here in the United States of America to be part of the solution to save this country, to maybe help us realize another Nineveh moment, quite possibly, and that revival would fall upon this land in such a way that it would be clear that it is by the hand of God, that it is not by Donald Trump, it's not by Nancy Pelosi or any political figure, but by God himself.
Yes. Awesome, Bill. That is so right. And really, every listener has the ability of friends and neighbors to be able to influence this election. And in regards to these non-negotiables we talked about, in regards to Israel, in Genesis 12, it talks about, I will bless those that bless thee, I will curse those that curse thee. Christians and must join with conservatives and Republicans and independents and Democrats who realize that we've got to be a people who look at policy, not personality, and that this election, we've got to vote our values. And we got to, in those states that you can ballot harvest, get your grandkids, get your daughter, get your son, get your neighbor, get your friends and churches. We've got to be able to pick up those ballots of people who normally wouldn't mail them in or go to the poll. We can do something to be able to help bring up the vote count. Otherwise, what's down the road is going to look very dark, and it's going to have negative consequences on the, not only the economy, but I believe so much more from a spiritual aspect as well.
Oh, without a doubt, I believe the spiritual heart and soul of this country hangs in the balance with this election. His new book, Voting by Mail, Six Shocking Reasons Your Vote May Never Be Counted. That book is available at all the usual places. Am I saying that correct?
That is correct. Amazon or ChristianVoterBook.com.
And the website, real quick. We got 5 seconds.
Yes, electionforum.org. Electionforum.org.
Mr. Craig Huey, thank you, buddy. Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.